You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Be sublime.
Concubines. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. And I suppose, Brian, we are northeast?
I don't know.
I think we're northeast of the city. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. He's an NFL legend. I'm a big-eared blogger. We are live. Eastern Motors, Laurel, Maryland. Why, you might ask? Well, Eastern Motors has been cranking out the dopest commercials in the DMV for decades
now. It's
been
a long time, bro.
With the best athletes in town.
Eastern Motors.
Everybody knows the song.
Your job, your credit. Financed it all the way.
Yeah, dude. I mean, think about the athletes that have done the Eastern Motors commercials over the years. Portis, LeVar, Ovechkin, Terry McLaurin. I mean, everybody has done these. And the reason we're out here today is Terry McLaurin's here to do a photo shoot set to arrive around 11 a.m.
Commercial shoot.
But it's photos for the – I think you still call it a photo shoot.
No, I mean, when you're doing a commercial, you're doing action.
Okay. A shoot with Terry McLaurin.
There you go, yeah.
and it should be cool, man. We do expect to get to talk to Terry. It may just be a big group of us. So our plan is to take that. All right, so they officially announced it as a filming day. So we'll call it Eastern Motors, Eastern Automotive Group All-Star Team
to a
filming
commercial.
Day. filming day. The David said photo shoot, in my defense.
David was wrong as hell. And I'll tell him. I like the fact they got – I know we're not talking about the Nats, but I looked up there and they had the standings. And the Nats were dead last. Kind of – you know, when you're in the studio, in our little studio talking, and you don't really see no stuff like this. All of a sudden, we're sitting here and I'm looking at this and I'm like, damn, we are bad.
Yeah, man. we said it yesterday. The Nats are 20 games under 500. Woo. I mean, they're 38-58. The Marlins and the Braves are ahead of them. Today should be really cool. Obviously, there's a ton of, you know, questions with Terry McLaurin, especially after Garrett Wilson gets his deal done yesterday. Brian, I don't know if you agree with me. So Garrett Wilson got a lot of cash from the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously much younger.
He's younger,
right?
Yeah.
This is his first contract extension. So Garrett Wilson gets 4 years, $130 million. That includes $90 million guaranteed.
Uh-huh.
So the reality of that contract is it's 3 years for $90 million. And that's an extension for Wilson after this year's rookie option. So Terry, to me, that makes getting the Terry McLaurin deal done a little easier, honestly, because – whatever conversation there has been about a sub-$30 million deal for Terry, I just don't think it's going to happen. I think this absolutely makes the floor of the Terry deal $30 million. Garrett Wilson still has 2 years left. Like, he has this year on his rookie deal. Then they have the fifth-year rookie option. Then the new extension will kick in. Terry's deal, I don't think, will look like Wilson's deal in the years and guarantees.
Yeah.
Wilson's going to get more because this is his first contract extension.
And he's younger.
Right, he's younger.
Yeah.
But I think it sets the AAV floor pretty easily at this point. And I honestly, I've said all along, July 15th is the day you start to wonder, right? I think the fact that Terry's doing this media availability today, and we all know training camp is coming, rookies report this week, veterans report next week. I remain pretty confident in all this. Are you still there, B?
I'm there, yep. I don't see, I just don't, like, the thing I love about this is you have two class people dealing with a situation. Well, let's say more than that, three. Well, four. I'm going to say four because I'm putting those people in the point. You got Josh. You have Adam. You have Dan, who's been in contact with Terry the whole time. And you have Terry. Guys that basically have, they've shut down a lot of media stuff. Because, you know, normally there's always something to discuss. All I've heard from even the best was speculation. No facts have come out. And the things they're saying, it's easy for anybody to figure out. It's nothing to be difficult. So I like the fact that a level of respect is being shown throughout this thing. Normally you have everybody throwing, you know, the kitchen, the toilet sink, not the kitchen, but they're throwing a toilet sink at people to just try to get under people's skin. It hasn't been that way. That is not what we're accustomed to around the NFL.
Agreed. I mean, especially, I like Juwan Jennings as a player. I think Juwan Jennings has shown some real ability. But for Juwan Jennings, whether this was maybe a bad idea by representation, I don't know. But for Juwan Jennings to come out and request a trade or a new contract, I find that, like, I'm not sure you're getting the best advice here, man.
But he
just got an extension.
True, but different strokes for different folks. You never know.
Right.
And I think the ultimate thing is a lot of I've heard for many years about how players, they got to do this, got to do that. It's been shown over the last few years that you have more clout than you think, depending on who the player is. You know what I mean? And if you when you have it, you got to go for it.
Well, I think –
because this league will screw you.
Sure.
Big time. Bend you over, have you grab your ankles. Just saying.
Jennings did not even go for 1,000 yards last year, just below 975 yards with six touchdowns. But what Jennings does have going for him in San Fran is that Debo's gone and Ayuk's hurt. So, like,
yeah.
I know they drafted Ricky Pearsall last year. But my point with bringing up Jennings is – one thing, as if we needed a longer list of things to respect the hell out of Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
But nothing, and this is now the second go-round with contract stuff with Terry. Yeah. None of this has ever gone public.
And that's what Terry
never
is.
Been an. I don't know if you saw his Instagram post last night. Clearly, he just got back from Italy and had a tremendous trip. You know? Like, he got married in February, I believe. So my guess is this was a honeymoon. I could be incorrect. Maybe it was just a fun trip.
He got married on February 15th.
I know. It's a good day to get married.
same day as I did.
But I just think, you know, Commanders fans have been really lucky. There has never been any of the drama that surrounds contract stuff around the NFL. And I'm not knocking the guys that choose to go about it their way, but Terry's never done it that way.
No, he's never done it. But like the dude Jennings, if I signed a contract to be like the third receiver and all of a sudden now I'm the number one receiver and ain't no other guys around, oh, I want some more money because you about to work the hell out of me.
Yeah, I get it.
It'll change my mind too.
I'm not saying he's incorrect to do so. I'm just saying I appreciate that Terry doesn't operate in that manner publicly. I do think, you know, we've heard that Terry's frustrated. There's natural friction points in negotiations.
That's the easiest speculation thing to do.
Right.
If you have a deal and you're looking for an extension because you see that now I have no guarantees, who wouldn't be frustrated? You know, that I laugh at guys when they say, well, yeah, you know, the camp is very frustrated. But what the hell else would they be?
Right.
you know?
Right.
Please.
Yeah. And I think when you start making $33 million a year, you get a lot less frustrated.
Yeah.
I think it goes that way.
Frustrations just leave.
All right. So we are live at Easter Motors. Also, let's be clear. This event is not open to the public. So people don't need to.
If you're coming in to buy a car, you can come. But don't come over here just to be hanging around. Because we're not going to be talking to you. Terry won't be talking to you.
Right.
And if you're not trying to buy a car, believe me, the salesman will walk you up out of here.
Yeah, I'm sure. Should be a very cool day, though. I also, like, the commercials are so iconic. I remember in college with my boys from New York, and Eastern's is mostly a DMV-based company, right? Like, maybe they go up to Baltimore and Richmond, but my boys from New York had never seen the commercials. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, my God, I can't get that song out of my head.
Hell, it gets stuck, believe me. Whoever came up with that, king.
Yeah, man, smart person. Did you watch Home Run Derby at all last night?
I watched a little bit of it.
So I hated that James Wood had to lead it off. I wish he could get to go like third.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He got into a rhythm late.
Yeah.
Early on, he just wasn't there. But if he had gotten into that rhythm earlier, because of the last eight pitches, he hit six of them out. If he got into that rhythm earlier, we would have saw him in the finals.
Well, I also wonder, going first, you don't know what you need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, if he stepped up and there was already, like, all right, this dude hit 18 bombs. Okay. I know I got to get to 19. 16. Listen, I thought James Wood, being that young, in that situation, having to go first, I thought he was fantastic. He hit bombs, too.
Well, whether he had gotten into the finals, I was hoping that he got into the finals because the text that we received, it said if he were to win this championship, $1 million, he was going to Waffle House.
I love that.
That is the funniest crap I've heard in a long time.
But, I mean, those dudes were hitting absolute nukes, dude. The O'Neill Cruz hit a 513-foot home run, almost mm-hmm. a yard. Junior Caminero was just smoking the ball. I'm happy for Cal Raleigh because watching it, I think the biggest problem – Raleigh had his dad as his pitcher and his brother as his catcher, right? Now, the catcher's not going to make much impact in a home run. Uh-huh. But the pitcher can have a pretty big impact. His dad wasn't exactly grooving him for him. He hit him at one point in the first round. Like,
his dad said, I'm getting you back from being a badass kid.
Matt Olson, that's who I picked. Matt Olson did not get through. He got hot late and then couldn't get anything going in the bonus round or whatever. Wood was awesome. Just hit rockets. I think his longest home run was 486 feet. What channel did you watch it on? Do you know?
No.
So it's an ESPN event. But ESPN, it almost seemed like they were trying to make TV look like TikTok or something. Because they had this split screen mm-hmm. that made it really hard to tell where the ball was going.
Yeah, but that's where people are going these days, Jay. You know, most people in the world are like you, that they do multiple things at one time. So they feel, well, hell, that's what they're doing anyway. Let's give them five screens. You tell us every damn day you watch three or four TVs at one time.
Once James Wood got officially eliminated, the Home Run Derby went up top, and watching Mobland.
But you watch three or four TVs at one time.
And Mobland
is good, complaining about
dude.
What the hell ESPN doing. They doing what you do every day.
So I went to ESPN2. My boy Parker texted me. He's like, try ESPN2. It's way better. And ESPN2 had the tracker on the ball, mm-hmm. and I just thought it was a much better broadcast. It was also Kevin Brown that does Orioles games, who's really good.
I just look for the ticker.
To see if it was –
whenever they hit one, does the number go up?
Yeah,
that's all
yeah.
I care about.
It was a lot of fun to watch. I was really impressed by Wood. It's one thing to go down in the first round, but he hit 16 home runs, clearly belonged there. The average distance of his home runs was 435 feet.
Smashing the damn ball. You know what? I just want to see him hit a golf ball one time.
Yeah.
Have you ever done this when you were a little kid where you would take that aluminum bat and hit a golf ball with the bat?
No, but I bet it's a rocket.
Bruh. It is so damn far. It's ridiculous. So I would like to see James Wood hit a golf ball with a driver and then take a wood bat and hit it.
Yeah.
Just toss it up and swing it.
Dude, he's so big and it's so smooth and
effortless.
But he
looks like a kid in the face, though.
I know. God. I mean, he is young. I mean, I think he was.
How old is he?
Hold on, I got it right here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
He was among the youngest, I believe, to do it. He hit the so his second home run went 486, which was the second longest home run since Vlad Guerrero Jr. in 2019. But then O'Neill Cruz stepped up and just started walloping him. So it was kind of, you know, once Cruz got going, it was a different world.
Mm-hmm.
But Jazz Chisholm, dude, my man had a rough night.
He was a little better than Wesley Snipes. That's what he was.
He hit
just a little better.
He took the first 15 swing. Dude, he was taking he was striking. He was missing the ball.
Hey, man. You know, pressure, people always think just pressure doesn't get to certain people. Certain people it gets to. Pressure got him.
Well, and I think
he was a little bit too damn hype.
Well, I think he also maybe was like dealing with an injury or something. I don't know. But
dealing with an injury, man. If I'm your team, you're dealing with an injury. Do not get in that home run derby. Stay here.
I think that Matt Olson only He hit three home runs. Like the next lowest total, I guess, in the first round, I think was Olson with 15. I think it was like Chisholm, Olson.
So three, then 15.
Yeah,
it's like he didn't belong there.
Yeah, it was
probably didn't if he was hurt. Come on.
Will you watch the All-Star game tonight?
I'm going to watch some of it.
I'll definitely have it on.
Yeah.
I think, especially, I mean, the pitching matchup, I love when you get early on, when you get the super stud pitchers. So you get Skeens and Scooble tonight.
They get to go out there and just let them fly.
Yeah. It, and then
speed against, let's see how good your bat is. I'm coming down the pike. If I got 100, you're going to see it. I'm going to try to get you 101.
Right. I mean, they're going
to. That's how they come in because they know I'm going out here, one inning, and I'm sitting down.
It's going to be very, very fun to watch. Also, if you're looking at the stream, stream's up, me and B are on there, and you can see kind of they got us in this dope glass enclosed. Like, there's Jeff. You can see, like, Eastern Motors down there. This room feels like, you know, when you watch, like, a CIA show or FBI, like, this would be, like, the operations center. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah, it has a Men in Black feel with, yeah, like, the all-white table and everything.
I like that.
If you're just tuning in, should be a cool day. Me and B are live out in Laurel at Eastern Motors, getting ready. Terry McLaurin is set to film a commercial, and we're hoping to talk to Terry a little later in the day. I'm not trying to tell you when it's going to be. We're not exactly sure. So
yeah,
you just got to listen the whole damn day.
There you go.
Shout out to our guy Mike downstairs that told us he listens every day. And
Mike had all this stuff. He said, bro, I didn't even know y'all were coming here. He had his gear on.
I know. I saw that.
I forgot to give a shout out to my man out there in Warrington. I went by the house the other day and dropped off a grill. Dude said he listened to us. Not just listened to us, like a portion. Whole show every damn day. I'm like, do you work?
So what Mike said, and I think a lot of people do this, is Mike said, you know, he works during the day. He's obviously out here selling cars.
Well, he said he listens to us every night. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
And then he explained.
And I think, you know, a ton of people listen as podcasts later in the day. And just so you know, you can listen. Odyssey app's always up and rocking. But iHeart, TuneIn Radio, any of those.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Where do you listen to podcasts at all?
Every blue moon. Whenever something comes to me and I click on it and it's a podcast, I might listen to it.
I'm a Spotify man, but I'll use Apple Podcasts here and there.
You know, they need to get podcasts broadcast over golf courses, and then I can damn sure listen then.
Dude, you could listen on a golf course the same way you listen to music.
I don't listen. Well, no.
I'm not, music on all the time.
I'm not about to hear nobody talking when I'm swinging.
I'm just saying.
No, music gets you into a rhythm. Hearing somebody talk that I might not want to hear, nah, that would mess up my game.
So yesterday I had some work to do. I stuck around the station till like 3 o'clock. Then I had to go help for the junior golfers, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the time I get out there, I am shocked the horn hasn't blown. It looks like it's going to pour.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't pour. Check in.
The rain saved Leon yesterday.
I'm letting you know. I bet it
yeah,
did.
Yeah, dunk. I'm talking trash.
It looked like it was going to pour. It didn't. So I checked in with my man, Benny B, and he's like, dude, you're all good. Head on out. I had my sticks. I was like, all right, I'm going to play a couple holes. So I was on 17 gold, and I was like, I have the place to myself. I don't have a ton of time. So I just played 17 with 3 balls.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw every angle of that hole with 3 different balls, right?
So you hit 3 balls in 3 different spots.
What do you, all right.
Did you par any of them?
No. I had a par putt.
So
out of three balls on 17.
What did you shoot?
5, 6, 7. One of them I just.
Man shot 18. So 3 balls, Jeff.
I hadn't.
What would you shoot off of 1 ball?
On that hole?
19?
On that hole? I think that's one of the trickiest greens out there, man.
That's the one. That's
it's the long, skinny with traps on both sides, dude. But I was putting with my last ball, which was a par putt, and I felt one big boy raindrop. You know how sometimes the raindrops are like fat?
Yeah, they, like flies.
It was like one
like them big
fat
flies.
Raindrop on my arm, and I was like, huh. And I got out of there, and I was going to tee it up on 18, and it was like, whoosh, quick. Yeah.
They had some electricity in there, too.
I know. But so then.
So you know, I didn't take time. Because the University of Maryland don't have no horn.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't see no. I hear no horn. So I see a
I
flash.
Thought every golf course has a horn.
When I saw a flash, I was gone.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
And
I was jumping the whole time I was driving in.
But, dude, so then, you know, they got kids all over. There's little kids that only play three holes. The older kids play nine holes. Everybody has to walk, carry their bag. And so I checked with, the boss. Shout out to Stacy. She's like, go drive around, see if there's any kids out there.
Yeah, there you go. You got to pick kids up.
So I was just driving around trying to find kids. There weren't any. Everything was cool. Everybody got in safe. But those storms last night were no
joke. They were hell.
And listen, if you don't want to deal with these summer storms in the D.C. area because they don't stop, maybe you want to move to Arizona. Doesn't rain out there. Move to San Diego. No rain. And if you're thinking of selling your house, there's only one dude to call. His name is John Leahy.
Yep, just like a recent seller did. They were thrilled to receive an offer which was $20,000 over the asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted. Who says there are no guarantees in life? Check out the John Leahy's guarantee offer right there on his website. You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
That's what John's about, making it less stressful. Buying, selling houses, it's stressful. Sometimes you got to buy or sell a house because you lost a job, or say you got a promotion, you got to move in 3 weeks. You need somebody that can handle all of it for you, connect you with the right mortgage guy, stage your house so it sells fast, maybe recommend a couple of updates, a couple of improvements that'll get you more cash. All those things are what John is an expert at. You need an expert. It's the biggest financial transaction of your life. That's why John Leahy is the DMV MVP of real estate. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Breaking news from the Washington Commanders about a receiver. Long overdue, the Commanders just tweeted out from their official account, they will retire Art Monk's number this season.
Yes.
That is really cool.
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
Long overdue.
Yeah, man.
Very long overdue. Listen to me, dude. I met many people in my life. But the combination that that dude has is like the hardest working dude you're going to find. Tough as nails. Can't get him to say a damn word. But he was the most competitive person you're going to find out there. Class dude on the football field, class off the field. Everybody respected him. Very much like Terry. You know, they are very, very similar in the way that they act. But Art, you know, just – you talk to him today, same way he was when I met him as a 21-year-old knucklehead. I was a total knucklehead. And that dude was always cool as hell to me. So, you know what? Well-deserved. Great, great, great move by the group right now.
Didn't he give you some advice when coming off your rookie year?
Oh, yeah. Told me to don't take very long off, you know. He and Daryl Green, I was talking to both of them dudes about how long they took off. And guys were like, yeah, you know, I'm going to chill for about a month, 2 months. They were like, man, a week or two. They never really got away from the weight that they played at. They always started to do something real quick, and I started to do that after my second year because first year I came back, I was about almost 30 pounds heavier.
You know? Really?
Oh, bro. I left. I went on a cruise for like a week and a half, and then I went on another vacation, and I think I ate everything on the island. So once I came back and D-Boy started wearing me out, I never allowed that to go again. I remember what they told me, and I went after it. So, bro. That's well-deserved right there, bro.
Yeah, man. It's funny. People have asked who I thought should go next. And, you know, you can really make a case for Riggins. But Riggins also played lots of places. Mm-hmm. Monk played the bulk of his career in Washington. I mean, of his 16 years in the NFL, 14 of them were in Washington.
Yep.
Art Monk's career numbers are just astounding. Almost 13,000 yards, 68 touchdowns.
When he left this thing, he had the most yards and receptions.
All time, yeah.
When he retired.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, one, I believe he was on all three Super Bowl winning teams. Just an absolute stud and a total class act, like you said. If you're just jumping in the car or tuning into us right now, the news is official from the Commanders. They just released a really cool video. They're going to retire Art Monk's jersey this season. Number 81 will be no more.
In the rafters, baby. When he's set the record, if you see it, someone pushing his arm up with the ball like that, that was the young B. Mitch. I was getting in that video. I was like Jeff is today. Want to be in every damn video.
Jeff trying to get in the Eastern Motor shoot. Brian and I are – I just checked. Nobody's wearing 81 right now. Yeah. Like, it would have been tough if they had some rookie on the roster.
Yeah, they just walk in and say, hey, let us get that off of you.
Well, and I think – I'm trying to think.
I don't remember anybody ever wearing it.
That's what I'm saying, too. Like,
see, there are some unofficial retirements at that team, bro.
Right. But I think if – like, nobody was wearing 28 till they retired Daryl, right? But, like, make it official.
Yeah.
Make it official. Now they have.
Nobody wore 44?
Washington is retiring Art Monk's jersey. I think we opened the phone lines up, man. I think people are going to be really excited about that. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. To me, this is another example of the organization, Josh Harris – The folks in charge now.
Class acts.
And, you know, people get so caught up in the old logo and the old name and all this stuff. There is a way to honor the team and the history and everything that this organization accomplished and move forward with the Commander's name.
You know,
this is like a great step.
Who know made people love the old name and logo? People like Art Monk.
Right.
And Daryl Green and John Riggins and Sonny Jurgensen. To be honest with you, yes, the jerseys, the name, all that stuff, the colors, they look good. But what's inside those jerseys make you love it. You don't just love the jersey because it was a color. You love the guys that wore it and produced and was successful in it. You really think about it. So I just tell a lot of young dudes that get out there and be talking, go and look at some of your historical stuff sometimes and find out why that love, it goes so deep for this franchise.
Sure. And it's like this is something that should have happened a long time ago.
Hell yeah.
Very exciting news. Brooks Merriweather in the house. That's also very exciting news.
Big Brooks.
Phone lines, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Washington officially will retire number 81, Art Monk's jersey this fall. I don't know what game that'll be, but I am sure folks will be fired up for that one.
I can't wait for
it. I mean, think about, you want nostalgia this fall. You got the Super Bowl era jerseys for three home games. Broncos, yep. Seahawks,
you think it'll be one of those jerseys? One of those games?
No. I think you make this a different event. I also think the jersey retirements, having been there for a few of them now, because when they retired Sonny, it was late.
I think we're going to put week 9. Brian just text that. Against Seattle.
Oh, you may be breaking news on the radio.
Brian Descent? No, Brian.
White Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, if I don't say White Brian, you don't know what I'm talking about.
All right, so White
Dog Brian. Mom Brian.
White Brian. All right. Word is that they're going to officially retire his jersey week 9 against Seattle. That's also when they're going to debut the Super Bowl era uniforms. That's a game.
Yeah.
It's also Sunday Night Football on NBC. Mm-hmm. That's a game right there. Folks will be fired up. I want to open the phones. I think people are going to be really excited about this. 800-636-1067. Commanders announced they're officially retiring Art Monk's jersey. It's November 2nd, week 9 against the Seahawks. Going to be dope. Phone lines are going to be open. There are now how many folks, B? Sammy Ball, obviously. Art Monk now. Bobby Green. Mitchell. Daryl Green. Sean Taylor. So that's Sonny, Sean, Daryl, Ball, Mitchell, Art Monk. That's going to be the list. That is very cool, man. Yep. Very cool. Long overdue. Another example. If you want to call and scream about the name, I know you people still exist, but I think
no, don't open that door.
I'm not.
They call you, we'll hang up on them.
I just think people got to understand that this ownership group is really doing it the right way, blending the past with the current and the future. This is the right way to do things. Let's hit these phone lines. Saeed in Upper Marlboro. Saeed, how excited are you about the Art Monk news? All right, we're going to figure out the phone lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Breaking news right now, Art Monk will get his jersey retired this November. What a cool moment for him, for his family, and what a good moment for
teammates and all. Everybody wants – man, look, that's one dude that everybody loves.
The Burgundy and Gold operation, man. Very, very cool. Nobody go anywhere. It's Beamish and Finley live from Eastern Motors. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live in Laurel, Maryland. Eastern Motors, big news of the day so far. The Commanders announced they're going to retire Art Monk's number 81.
Yeah.
Well-deserved. Dude, on a personal level, like, I know a zillion kids that went to Art Monk football camp, and he was their favorite player. I want to let people on the phones weigh in on this, man. Let's go to Dave and Raleigh. Dave, how fired up are you they're going to retire Art Monk's jersey?
Oh, man, I'm super fired up. I mean, like you said earlier, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a wide receiver. Art Monk was my guy. Him and Gary Clark, but I always loved Art Monk, man. And I was telling you guy on the phone, I was fortunate enough when I was maybe 6 or 7 to go to his football camp.
Yep.
And I was the youngest one there. My older brother couldn't go or one of his cousins or something. I couldn't remember why I was there, but I remember I got to go. And I took a couple of nasty, nasty shots from some older kids. I didn't want everybody to think I was a punk. So I immediately, you know, get up and you just go to the sideline. And as I'm sitting on the bench, right up, busting the tears because I got laid out by a 12-year-old, our monk sits down next to me and says, and he pointed me out, so that's how you do it. You don't ever let them see you get hurt. You take a shot, you get up immediately, you go to your sideline. And you can lay on the ground, you can yell, you can cry over there, anything you want to do. But he praised me for my toughness, and I always remember him doing that. And always made me like me more when I was 7 or 8.
That is so cool, man. That is so cool.
Yes, it is.
All right, man. Appreciate the call, dude. Thank you. Can you imagine being a kid and Art Monk sits down next to you after you got popped?
Hey, that'd make you feel good.
Says you did it the right way. Let's go to Steve on line 3. Steve, how fired up are you for Art Monk getting his jersey retired?
I'm super fired up. I tell you what, and you remember I gave Brian the nickname Bad Man Mitchell. Well, I was the first one. I was selling sports cards in the 80s and 90s, and Art Monk was doing a show in Mount Vernon, and up to that point, he would only personalize jerseys. I got him to not personalize 10-issue jerseys and put Catch 820 on it, and he was such a great guy, and he could really tell I was a big fan.
That's great, man. Appreciate it. You know, I think I've told you the story, B.
Mm-hmm.
When Art Monk went in the Hall of Fame, it was Art Monk and Darryl Green, and me and a bunch of guys drove out to Canton for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just such a cool, incredible experience. And Darryl Green obviously went in first ballot. Art Monk caught way, way too much. A lot of it was from Peter King, honestly. And a lot of Redskins fans have disliked Peter King for a long time because he would, like, lead this almost anti-Art Monk in the Hall of Fame. And then eventually he finally changed his tune for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And you know, being there in Canton when those guys gave their speeches, it was like Daryl's was awesome because who Daryl is and how much he accomplished in his career.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no, like, he made it with Daryl. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course he was going to make it.
Yeah.
And with Art, there was like this sense of the accomplishment, obviously, but also like finally getting what he deserves.
Yeah.
And were you there for that?
Yeah.
It was pretty damn cool. What was very that party cool. like?
They were more low-key.
Art and Daryl.
Yeah, a little low-key.
Where did you go?
I went to both parties. I should go to both, but then, you know, you get into some others, too. No?
Yeah. So that was different than who else would have had one? I guess Grimm. What was that party like?
Did I go to Grimm's? I think I did. It's beer everywhere.
Jeff brings up a very good point. In 2028, when the Veterans Committee gets their S together and Brian Mitchell gets in, that's going to be a party. That's going to be a party. All right. News, if you're just getting in the car, Art Monk will get his jersey retired this fall. It's going to be week 9 against the Seahawks, Sunday Night Football. And the team will be wearing the Super Bowl
November
unis.
November 2nd.
Drew is on the Eastern Shore. What up, Drew? How happy are you for Art Monk?
Hey, JP.
What's up, dude?
Hey, I'm having a great time out here. You know, Art Monk totally deserves his jersey to be retired. Couldn't be more excited for the guy. And I remember being at the game in RFK. It was Monday Night Football against the Broncos, I believe, after the Super Bowl, early in the season, the year after they won the Super Bowl. And he set the record for most reception by receiver at the time, and the place just erupted. It was one of my favorite moments at RFK. So and the other thing that I don't know if people remember, there used to be a group of fans called the Monks.
About that.
Yeah, so, I mean, he deserves it. This is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
That is so cool. Great call. I forgot about the Monks, man. See if anybody can find a picture of those dudes. I mean,
they had a lot of people back then, dog.
God, things were so fun when RFK was rocking and this team was great.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy Zeke is in Southeast. Zeke, you fired up for Art Monk?
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys?
Man?
Yeah, Art Monk was definitely one of my favorite players, man. I was glad to see him go into the Hall of Fame, which should have been done a lot sooner. But I'm kind of shocked. I thought that his jersey was retired. And B. Mitch, question for you. How many Hall of Famers, Redskin Hall of Famers, retired jerseys? Do you know? Because I thought Art was already retired. But
well,
I was
Art's
wrong.
Coming up now. Daryl, like I said earlier, Sonny, Sean.
Yeah, I think it's –
what's the old dude?
I think it's Baugh, Sammy Taylor, Daryl, Bobby Mitchell.
Bobby, yeah.
Art Monk.
Right. Okay, right? I just assumed Art Monk was already retired. Yeah, but that I'm glad to see it happen. Couldn't happen to a better guy, man. Art Monk was just top in his game.
Yeah, man, and just all class all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's –
total class.
Baugh, Bobby Mitchell, Sean Taylor, Sonny, Daryl Green, Art Monk.
So do we have any other Hall of Famers that are not retired? Redskins?
Russ Grimm?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think you almost have to do something for the Hogs as a group. Like, yeah. I think you just retire a Hogs symbol or something. Like, when they thank you for the call, Zeke. When people have asked me at, you know, when they build a new stadium, who should get a statue? And I think it should be like
the Hogs.
Joe Gibbs and the Hogs. I think that's like the best embodiment of those teams. I don't know how you honor, because, I mean, you'd have to retire. If you start retiring jerseys, it'd have to be at least Grimm and Jacoby, right?
Yeah.
And at some point, you run out of numbers. You start retiring. Yeah. Like,
you start retiring all of them. Yeah, that's true, because this is not college.
Well, and like, as much as the receivers are wearing different numbers.
You wear different numbers these
days.
Yeah,
but I don't know that O-lineman can. Get an O-lineman out there with a 16 on and look kind of weird, man.
Yeah, very, very.
They got to wear 50s and 60s and 70s.
Jared Lorenzen was O-lineman playing quarterback.
But... he sure was. All right, very cool news there, man. I'm curious what people think should be next for the Commanders. Next for us is, I believe, our guy Barstool Nate joining the program. You never know where we're going to go. B. Mitch Finley live, Eastern Motors, Laurel, Maryland. Terry McLaurin should be in the building relatively soon. Stay tuned.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores. and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.